about later from weeding is just to go into my space and mulch it heavily with rotting straw or hay or whatever I've got around, and just cover those weeds over with a deep layer of mulch. And that's a quick, easy fix on weeding late, a little bit later on. Now I'm going in with my hoe and my hand tool and just trying to keep those weeds at bay enough to give my plants room to grow and thrive there.
So, okay. You know, yeah. One thing that I'm very envious of you is the chickens. I just have not made my place safe for chickens yet, but I know you have chickens, and they are an integral part of gardening. And could you explain what chickens would be doing for me now if I had them?
Sure. Chickens, you know, fill a lot of the spaces in my kitchen for a lot of reasons and ways. I use them starting as little baby chicks. Like right now, for example, I've got a bunch of meat chickens up in my garden. They're in a what I call a chicken tractor. It's a enclosed little pen, we'll call it, with an open bottom. And that open bottom allows me to move this chicken tractor throughout my garden spaces that are not being used now for a crop, for example. And to have those chickens sit on top of the ground and eat the greens and sort of chill around the soil and eat little bugs, which is going to eliminate any problems I have with a lot of bug pests later on. And so so that's where they start in our garden every year, is as little either meat chicks or new laying chickens. And as little baby guys, they just get moved all throughout the vegetable garden, through the middle of the rows and any open spaces I have. We also take the older laying hens and move them into some chicken tractors, and they're a little bit bigger and a little bit better at